Into the third hour of the program here, taking your phone calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. And we will resume doing that here, but we're actually in the middle of what I consider to be just an amazing news story, and we happen to be so fortunate as to be able to talk to one of the newsmakers, one of the jury, one of the 12 people who voted to acquit a man who was being brought up on a felony charge of growing, or what they call manufacturing, a controlled substance, in this case cannabis, which you might know as pot or marijuana. And this guy's claim was that he was using it for religious purposes as a Rastafarian, that this is a sacrament, and that he should be allowed to do that. And he had, what was it, 40-some plants? 15 plants, and they got him by a flyover with a National Guard helicopter. They busted this dude. He's 59 years old, and they brought him up on a felony charge, brought him into court, and lo and behold, the prosecutor in this case, or rather the court systems, they went ahead and sat a Free State Project participant on that jury without probably realizing it.
Big mistake.
Yeah. And, you know, Kathleen is somebody who, is, as was pointed out previously, does not look like, you know, your typical Free Stater that is getting all the video coverage. She's not in her early 20s, for instance, going out and doing civil disobedience and creating a name for herself. There are a number of Free State Project participants that have moved to New Hampshire that, you know, they're just here to live a life and do activism that is not, you know, in front of the video camera. There are other forms of activism that people can do that doesn't involve, you know, being an anchor on a television show or a radio host or going out and, you know, recording video of the police or these sort of conflicting types of activism that are out there. There are a number of people that, you know, either they're not comfortable with that or they just, you know, their interests lie in other areas. And this is an amazing form of activism to slip below the radar and to be able to get onto a jury. Because I know if I showed up at a jury panel, I'd be out of there. Like, they wouldn't even bother. They'd just see me coming and they'd, all right, get out of here, buddy.
Well, right. I mean, that's sort of part of the great thing about this. If I think that if someone is putting themselves out there a lot, that it's probably not very likely. Like, I think if any of us showed up for jury duty, they would probably send us home.
Yes, you'd be done for.
From recognition or whatever.
So Kathleen actually has been gracious enough to talk to us tonight. And the statement that she wrote, we read earlier. So if you missed that, you can download it later over at freetalklive.com. And actually, I'm going to post it as an article over at freekeen.com. So you'll be able to read it there about your experience in the jury selection and this whole process. And Kathleen, thanks for staying through the news. Appreciate you you hanging on. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you came around to the Free State Project. What's your story?
Well, first, I'm applying for activism credit for this. I believe I should get credit for this.
This is big activism, big time.
I believe I should get credit. Actually, we've been participants since 2003. We used to be in South Carolina. We were active in the Libertarian Party. Mm-hmm. And as you probably realize, you know, when you're active in the Libertarian Party, you have monthly meetings with the same five people year in and year out.
Yep.
That's a little frustrating.
And they call that, you know, activism. Yeah, what you've done here, I think you may get Activist of the Year for this one. But Kathleen, you may deserve Activist of the Year for this one. This is huge. You really did something awesome here.
I think I've satisfied that requirement this year.
This is also so serendipitous, Kathleen. I'm curious, do you have any advice for others who will be jurors in the future who would like to advance jury nullification and about how to interact with the other jurors? Because clearly you had some influence.
One thing that's important, of course, is getting on the jury, as you say, because there is a lengthy process that eliminates people.
Right.
And there are enormous number of questions that you have to self-answer. You don't have to publicly answer. You self-answer. Do you know any of the participants? Do you know the defendant? Do you know any of the lawyers? They read a list of all of the witnesses they're going to call. Do you know any of these people? This is the kind of case that it is. Have you any prior involvement in any case similar to this? Do you have any associations that would bias you? A whole slew of questions, so that when they put their hand in the box, they literally put the hand in the box and they pull out names. You know, they say, the judge asks one by one, is there any reason, you know, for us to be concerned that you may be biased? And if you say yes, you talk to the judge privately.
Mm-hmm.
And they discuss the individual issues. And I'm sure they hear all the stories of, yes, I've been a victim of a crime, or yes, I was this, or yes, I know them. And then they decide you're excused or you're seated on the jury.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt lucky enough that I could say no. There wasn't anything that I felt could keep me from being unbiased. And therefore, you know, straight-laced little old lady me gets put on the jury.
That's wonderful, Kathleen. I want to know, did the jurors at any time discuss how much time this man was facing? Were you even aware?
We were told we could not consider that.
But did you know?
We were told we could not discuss. No, it was never brought up. Mm. And we were specifically said, do not consider any possible consequences or sentence that may be imposed because of this.
But that's something that has to come up while you're deliberating,
no,
doesn't it? I mean, did anyone talk about that?
There were little comments here and there that were immediately squelched. We can't go there. We can't go there. But
now, who is squelched?
Like, oh, this could be a $100 fine. This could be, you know.
Please.
Right. And then other people are going, we're not going there, but I think you're naive, you know.
Yeah.
So no, we did not discuss it. We never discussed that.
Now, when they asked you the question about, you know, can you be unbiased, or are there any associations that you have that would contribute to a bias? I know that the Fully Informed Jury Association recommends that you, before going to jury duty, that you cut any ties to any associations you might have, at least temporarily. That way you can tell the truth when you say you don't have any associations that would perhaps, you know, lead you to be a bias. So, for instance, I don't know if you were, you know, on the editorial staff of High Times magazine, you'd have to supposedly reveal that in this jury selection process.
It's possible. That would probably be a good idea. And I searched my soul, and the most recent involvement I had in any nullification was like two sessions ago. I went to a committee meeting, the committee hearing in Concord, to hear the bill that year that was up on jury nullification. I did not testify. I did not hand out pamphlets. I just went, and it wasn't even the bill that passed. It was, you know, the more recent bill that passed. You know, so I felt like I had searched my soul and could honestly say no, you know, because I had not done anything last week, last month, you know, very directly involved.
Well, also in New Hampshire, we've got the Free State Project here, which means we've got all kinds of wonderful liberty-minded people moving here, and they are the ones who helped promote this jury nullification bill that went through to make it legal to have the judge give an instruction like this, or to allow attorneys in any case to bring up jury nullification. And so therefore, since jury nullification is part of the law now in New Hampshire, in the, you know, kind of the question is, well, you know, would you be biased in this case? You could always say something like, well, no, I can be unbiased in my application of the laws of New Hampshire. And that would be a true statement.
Unbiased in the applications of the law. And in fact, I was prepared to say that I could convict, you know, if a case was proven. Not necessarily if in every case it was proven,
right,
but, you know, under the right circumstances, I could probably convict.
Bravo, Kathleen.
So,
Kathleen, can you stay for a little bit longer? I know I'm taking up a bunch of your time, and I haven't asked you for how long, but can you stick with us for one more segment?
Sure, I'm fine.
Great, I appreciate it. More coming up with Kathleen, one of the jurors. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 14th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $1,771.10. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.68, $907.34 for a half ounce, or $453.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.68, $907.34, and $453.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Man, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you
tonight to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the listening options. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll find there broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, different bit rates for different internet connection sizes. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in for free around the clock. So anytime you tune in, you'll always hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also get a list of our over 110 radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've also got our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week, as well as the free-to-air KU band channel that airs us. In addition to that, we've got our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way over at listen.freetalklive.com. Get the details. Now, blockchain.info. On this program, we're pretty big fans of the Bitcoin, and you need to know more about the Bitcoin. You can learn about it over at weusecoins.org. But once you've learned that the Bitcoin is an incredibly valuable digital currency that is decentralized, that's untouchable by governments, that actually puts, you know, the power of currency and the marketplace in your hands rather than the bank, rather than the banks, you've got to have a place to keep them. And you can do it on your own computer with the Bitcoin software, but you might want to have something on your phone, something you can access anywhere. Well, blockchain.info is your solution. They are an online Bitcoin wallet, and they have apps for Android as well as jailbroken iPhones. And thanks to their encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. So with blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins to email, to your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. And all this costs you nothing. So really cool services, great-looking website, easy-to-use phone apps. Check it out. Blockchain.info. I've got it on my phone. Blockchain.info. As we continue here, Kathleen is with us. She's a Free State Project participant, one of the earliest of movers. Now, Kathleen, you said that you joined in back in the early 2000s, and when did you actually make the move to New Hampshire?
We moved in June of 2004.
Wow. Now, that was not too long after New Hampshire was chosen, so you must have been like one of the first 50 or 100 people here, right?
That's right.
Well, congratulations on, I know that I met you a long time ago. You've always, you and your husband have been very nice folks, and what a surprise to find out that you were selected for a jury here in New Hampshire, and you actually, and the rest of the jury voted to acquit in a case, you know, what should have been an open and shut case, a guy convicted of, or would have otherwise been convicted, maybe without your help, of marijuana cultivation. He is now a free man as a result of you and the other 11 jurors voting him not guilty, and I just think it's fantastic news. When you were, you know, we kind of talked about the process of getting on the jury and how difficult that is. And, you know, there's forms that need to be filled out. They ask you a bunch of questions. And then, you know, we also discussed the jury, you know, deliberations and what people were like in there. And when I was reading your story that you wrote up, and it's going to be posted tonight over at freekeen.com for people to see, so thank you for sending that to me. But when I was reading that story and you were talking about the law and order types that were on the jury, you know, my heart sank a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, you know, what did it take to convince these people? And, you know, how difficult was it?
Well, one thing, I remember one juror, towards the end, had been very firm, actually mentioned that they know they break the law every day.
Meaning the juror himself or herself?
The juror himself, okay. Admitted. And so you could see a softening.
Mm.
You could see a softening that this minor offense that this person commits every day, was weighing on them. And I think and there was a little other discussion of some other people who said, well, you know, we speed, or we park too long, or whatever, you know, and you could see the thought process on some people's faces.
Wow.
And also that extraordinary, that word extraordinary, because once the prosecutor had put it in the minds that nullification needed to be life or death, you know, something really, you know, powerful, there were a lot of minds that couldn't get beyond that. Mm. This, you know, this is such a little thing, you know.
Do you feel like
can't use such a big thing for that.
Kathleen,
do you
feel like that one of the things I've observed in New Hampshire, and I imagine it's like this everywhere, but I don't know for sure, but is that the prosecutor closes after the defense attorney. So,
yes.
Like you mentioned that the defense attorney, had a very impassioned plea. He did a really good job, but then they let that prosecutor in there, and they just make stuff up, and they, you know, they appeal to emotion, and they appeal to nationalism and patriotism, and like they appeal to authority, and then they get to end the case, and that's really
not so much in this case. The prosecution, the closing argument was not impassioned. It wasn't nationalism. It was, we made the case. This is not a case for nullification. This is not extraordinary enough. It really was very short and sweet and to the point.
This judge
maybe
did make...
another prosecutor would have been more passionate.
This judge did make his own explanation, though, and I'm so glad that you're here in New Hampshire, Kathleen. I have to ask about the judge. Do you think it was an activist judge, or were you surprised that he announced and explained jury nullification so plainly?
The first instructions, and you could tell this is by rote because I'm sure he goes through it many times, did not include the statement.
Hmm.
The defense attorney requested counsel. They powwowed. They whisper so that we don't hear. Then the judge makes the explanation regarding nullification. He was asked to make the statement.
I see.
So if someone, you know, if someone is on trial and they have, if they think that it would be a good case for nullification, then they should encourage their lawyer to basically, or their attorney, to go up there and talk to the judge.
They should copy this statement, too, and get this word for word and have their attorney submit this exact statement and say, look, Judge so-and-so said this statement in this case at this time. So, you know, it's already got that kind of, ooh, judge said this.
It was perfect.
Obviously, we're trying to recreate. We want this to happen more often, so we're trying to figure out what is it? What can we do to make sure this happens again? Just getting free staters on juries, is that the answer?
That certainly helps. I mean, it can't hurt, and that's kind of brings me to the point. One of the points I made on a Facebook post earlier today, and over at freekeen.com, is that this is the reason why anybody who considers themselves an anarchist or a, you know, outside the system activist who's turned off to voting should be registered to vote. Because if you're registered to vote in New Hampshire, you're in the jury pool.
You don't even have to vote. You can just register.
Exactly. Kathleen, I really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. It has been great, and thank you for taking the time to be on with us.
My pleasure.
Bravo, Kathleen.
Yep, I really appreciate it, and congratulations on your successful activism. Hopefully we'll see many, many more of these. Have a great night. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the various features that await you there. They're all completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include our news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Via our email list, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. But if you want more than just the news about the show, you can also sign up to follow us on Twitter and or Facebook, where you'll get updates during the program and even sometimes outside of the show about things that we might be doing, questions we're asking on the air or off the air, observations, news articles. You never know what you're going to get there. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for any one of those, the emails, Twitter, Facebook. It's all there at news.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with your calls in a moment, but just want to let you know Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can watch it now over, well, not now, but after the show's over. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com anytime you want, and the movie is there in HD on YouTube, also available via torrent. You can watch it, you can download it, you can share it, you can save it, you can give it away. You know, enjoy, please share it with your friends. and keep in touch, you know, like Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree on Facebook. There's an email list there because there's more to come. You know, exciting things are coming up. The DVD, we don't have a release date on it yet, but we will. We'll let you know when that's going to happen and when you can order it, which is going to be exciting. Of course, we've got our premiere, the movie premiere, which is happening tomorrow morning here in Keene, New Hampshire. Odds are good you probably can't make it because you don't live here. That's okay. You can still, of course, watch the movie on your own, on your computer, but you can also enter a contest. You can enter the contest for the movie poster that we're going to be giving away. And it is an exclusive movie poster, and it is exclusive in two ways. One, there are only five of them printed. Three of the five will be given to the production crew on the movie. So, Derek J., you're going to get one. The editor, Bo Davis, and myself, we will all have one poster for ourselves. And that leaves two other posters. One poster will be given away to a random winner who donates tomorrow morning at the actual screening. And so we'll do a drawing then. And then later in the afternoon, we'll do a drawing for an online winner. So if you can't make it to the screening, then you can still have a chance at winning this movie poster, which is exclusive in that there are only a handful of them printed, but also it'll be signed by Derek J. So you get an autographed movie poster.
That's quite the prize.
It is a great prize, and right
it
now...
It's a big poster. It's very
it's
nice.
It's a full-size, real, you know, 2x3 movie poster. They were not cheap to print, I can tell you that. And it could be yours, but you've got to enter the contest, like, tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest, because we're going to draw this sometime tomorrow afternoon. We're going to actually come back to the studio after all the, you know, premiere stuff, watch the movie again, and record a commentary track. And I think somewhere around that time period is when we're going to actually do the online drawing. So you've got, you know, probably about 16 hours left to enter this online contest. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, scroll down the page, you'll find the chip-in there. And you're going to need PayPal to enter this this contest. So you just chip into the chip-in. If you chip in $5, you get one raffle ticket. If you chip in $10, you'll get three. Any amount over 10, it's increments of 10. So you get three per increment of $10 that you contribute. And we call it sponsoring a seat. So the idea is that I put up the money as the executive producer to reserve this movie theater tomorrow morning so people could come in from the public and see this movie for free. So basically, I paid up front the cost of renting this theater. And so the idea was, well, let's see if we can make that money back. And if we make anything above that amount, then, you know, it'll go to the crew of the film. We've made that money back, which is great, but we haven't quite made enough to cover the cost of the posters even at this point.
Hmm.
So it would be great if we could do a little bit better, and you can win this thing. So go to victimlesscrimespree.com. There you go.
Hopefully
really appreciate it.
This movie will take off. I mean, I expect it to, but yeah, it's going to get spread around. And I mean, to be one of the people that has the original poster, of which there are only five, and it's signed by Derek J. I mean, ka-ching.
Yeah.
Well,
that's very sweet of you, both of you. Thanks.
It's a big prize, for sure.
I am looking forward to the premiere. It is going to be an extra special event, and these posters are friggin' gorgeous. High-quality photos.
Let's go to the phones. Dave is listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Can't Viva Cannabis, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'd love to salute Catherine, man. Her great discernment and her courageous steadfastness.
It was Kathleen, but man, yes, she did a great job on that jury.
I salute you, ma'am, and may many more follow in your footsteps.
Absolutely. You know, you guys had a good story in Montana not too long ago, which kind of was similar.
2010 in Missoula, Montana, a jury said that, 2 grams of pot was not important enough to waste the court's time.
In that case, your case in Montana, and there was another one recently in a different state, the jury actually never was impaneled. So they didn't technically nullify in the traditional nullification sense. They tried to pick a jury for this pot case, and like everyone in the jury selection pool said, "What the hell are you doing? This is crazy. Leave this person alone." They couldn't find someone on the jury who wasn't biased. Basically, everybody on the jury pool was refusing to be a part of this ridiculous prosecution, and they made that statement, and the prosecutors couldn't go through with the prosecution because no one could be seated on the jury. So it was almost like a pre-nullification. It never even went to trial.
This should happen around the country, man. All I could say is a big amen to Catherine and her discernment and the others on that jury, man, just may they come in droves now. Since the news gets out, it should be pushed everywhere.
Amen.
About time good people stand up and do the right thing.
You are absolutely right, Dave. Anything else you want to share?
No, just viva Kenny Bus.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Most of the world's woes, man. It's food. Clothes,
it is a magical plant, and I appreciate your call tonight, sir. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I share his vision. I hope that more people can do what Kathleen and the other 11 jurors in that case did and come back with not guilty verdicts when you're dealing with a case that doesn't have a victim. When you can't call a victim onto the stand... Who's a human being, state of New Hampshire, not a victim.
Well, it's not even...
You don't have a real criminal case.
I mean, when it comes to cannabis, it is a little bit, I don't know if people feel why these kinds of things come up so much when it comes to cannabis, if it's just because people don't believe in prosecuting when it's a victimless crime, or if it's because people realize that cannabis is, like, so relatively harmless.
Probably more the latter than the former. I'm just guessing, though. I mean, the only way to know is to talk to jurors.
I would love to think it has to do with, you know, no victim, no crime, but I think that, you know, it specifically has to do with cannabis and, you know, people's attitude about that changing.
It has to be. I mean, how many of the Americans have encountered or smoked cannabis? I think it's something like a third have tried it. Yeah. And so if a third have tried it, you can imagine the rest of everyone has been around it.
Yeah, everybody must know someone who's tried it and care about that.
Right, and they know that it's not harmful from firsthand experience. And so I think it doesn't jive with a lot of people when they hear they're on a jury like, ooh, I hope it's a murder case. And then they're like, oh, it's pot? Like, oh man, well, there's nothing wrong with pot. Why would I convict anyone of that?
Absolutely. You know, there's another aspect of this whole jury nullification story, which, again, huge news. I'm so excited that this happened. Because one of the things, besides the fact that I'm happy for this guy who is now a free man because of this, and presumably he could go back and grow some more pot. Of course, they could always bring him up on more charges. This hasn't stopped them from, you know, arresting him again in the future and targeting him again. So hopefully he'll be all right. Congratulations to him for not being in prison. But aside from that, this is proof positive the Free State Project is working. So for anybody that's been out there saying to themselves, I don't know, it's not really having an effect. You guys are just getting arrested. It's not doing anything. You're just making videos. This is the evidence. I mean, this is hard evidence. And there's been other evidence. You know, you've got the political success stories, like they cut the budget 12%, the jury nullification law passed, which assisted in this this case.
Right.
But the fact that, you know, somebody is here, who is here because of the Free State Project, ended up getting on this jury and ended up helping to influence the direction this this case went. Proof positive that numbers make a difference. The more numbers you have in an area, the more likely somebody's going to get selected on a jury. And the more likely one of those people's going to get on. I was down at jury selection the other day. Somebody I knew walked into that door. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love the old baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CD Baby. www.ACJ.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, and enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com, and you can support the show in a variety of ways. One of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program is at amp.freetalklive.com. When you AMP, it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live because we can get on more radio stations and then get more ideas of freedom and jury nullification, for instance, into people's minds. Because jury nullification makes sense. When I was doing outreach at the recent Cheshire Fair, which is the county fair that comes around once a year, like it probably does where you live, and I was doing an outreach booth there, and I had some jury nullification pamphlets, and was sharing these ideas with the folks that were from New Hampshire. And whenever I was talking with folks, they were all like, yeah, that makes sense. I agree. It's an agreeable idea. Hey, what a shock. You get to use your conscience and judge the law if it's a bad law. You don't just have to do what the law says. You can look at the law itself and toss the law out as a juror. I mean, that's what the essence of jury nullification is. And so, if it's communicated effectively to people, and you don't have a man in a black robe standing up there disagreeing with you or ignoring that communication, which is how it is in almost every courtroom across this country. If you go into a courthouse, if you go into a courtroom as a defendant or an attorney, and you mention jury nullification, as an attorney, you might end up getting sanctioned, have your bar license, you know, taken from you. They will probably punish you in some way. As a defendant, you will probably be, you know, subject to mistrial, contempt of court, depending on the attitude of the judge, depending on his mood at that particular time.
At the very least, you'll be hushed. You'll be silenced and told that you can't say things like that.
Exactly. And in New Hampshire, it's different. And it was actually different in New Hampshire before the jury nullification law was passed. Bob Constantine, Weed a Claus, was able to talk about jury nullification in his trial, which was, I think, a year ago now, more, maybe a year and a half, 2 years. So he was able to talk about that. Adamo was able to talk about it in his trial.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Johnson. So we've already had people talking about jury nullification. But what's changed now is that last year the legislature actually put it into law that you have to be allowed to talk about it. So just in case some judge was to try to stop you from talking about it, which I've never seen happen here, but just in case they would, it's now that they can't. They can't stop that from happening. That doesn't exist anywhere else that I know of across this country. That's huge.
I would think that judges would find jury nullification sort of exciting, right? Because, like, they're expecting that everyone's just going to follow the letter of the law, that, oh, okay, well, they're going to judge on the merits of the law. But wouldn't a jury nullification case really throw the whole court system for a ringer? Like, wouldn't that be exciting for you if you were a judge? Like, yeah, oh, yay, they're actually going to throw this one out. I never liked that law.
Surely judges have these opinions, right? I mean, they obviously are human beings.
Right, but it's their job. They do have to follow the law. Judges don't get to say jury nullification works. You know, they don't get to say that they're just going to throw out a law. They have to.
Right.
Have to follow it. But the jury doesn't.
Well, no, the judge can use discretion.
No, come on.
I mean, the judge, if you're the prosecutor, you can come in with whatever charge you want, and I as a judge can say, get this out of here. Dismissed.
Wow.
You, as a judge, you can dismiss any case that you can be an activist judge, right? So any case you want to dismiss, you can dismiss. In the same way, the prosecutor has no obligation to prosecute. So at each point along the way, someone who is actually acting on their conscience rather than doing what their jobs or their boss tells them to do, and likely there would be some sort of consequence for a judge that was to do this.
A little, like, more than a slap on the wrist.
I don't know what they would do to him, but you know, they've got their little club. You know, the judges' club and the lawyers' club.
You can't come out to dinner with us anymore.
It might be something as simple as social ostracism,
but
I don't know.
Jury nullification became a bigger part of the courtroom process, then instead of, that would make going to court actually kind of interesting, because instead of just using all this legalese language, it would become like a philosophical conversation. Mm. The prosecutor would have to make, like, appeals, like, different kinds of appeal to the jurors, instead of just saying, oh, well, the law says this here, and obviously he was here at this time. And it's, like, too detective-y. It's not ever about the philosophy of, was this okay to do or not?
I agree. And we're seeing that starting to happen. Hopefully this is not going to be a fluke. Hopefully this is the beginning of a trend up here in New Hampshire. But it's a huge win, and you can follow the details over at freekeen.com. I have posted that story with the original link to Reason, as the Reason piece, as well as Kathleen's statement that she wrote down. So you can go and grab all that at your leisure at freekeen.com. Rick is on the line in Michigan. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What's that?
What is on your mind? You are on the radio.
I'm in Michigan, and
yes, you are.
I read that Gary Johnson's not going to be on our ballot.
Oh yeah, I've heard he's having trouble getting on there in Michigan due to some sort of snafu with silly rules or.
Yeah,
do you know what the detail was?
GOP saying they're like 3 minutes late for him after the sore loser bullcrap.
Wow. Is it just Michigan where Gary Johnson's having a problem?
Honestly, I don't know.
I really don't know. I'm in Michigan, so this is...
Right on.
So that's frustrating to you. So how many choices will you have on the ballot in Michigan?
The Green Party, Libertarian Party.
I don't know if you're going to have the Libertarian Party on, because Gary Johnson is the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're not going to have the Libertarian choice on there.
Yeah, and that's a big problem for a lot of people in Michigan, like myself and members of the Michigan Libertarian Party.
So now Gary Johnson's not going to win because he can't vote for him in Michigan.
Well, he wasn't going to win in the
first
place.
You must be really disappointed now, Rick.
Yeah, I'm disappointed as hell. But
you might as well just not vote if Gary Johnson's not even an option. There's no one principle.
Gary Johnson doesn't have principles either. I mean, he's
got more principles than Yeah, than the other option.
He's better than the other two, but he doesn't have principles. I mean, if he had principles, he'd act on them, and or he'd, you know, he'd advocate principle. But you know, he supports taxes.
The guy
supports the fair tax.
You're going to do a write-in for him?
Not only taxes, but he supports a fair tax. He doesn't support taxing for funding wars.
Well, he does. He's not anti-war either. He's only anti these wars. So he's not an anti-war candidate, and
well,
he's not an anti-tax candidate.
He has said in the past that he supports humanitarian efforts.
So, I mean,
you mean by the military? Because they're so humanitarian.
He's not as good as Ron Paul, obviously. But as far as compared to, like, there's different degrees, and he is like a saint compared to Obama and Romney. I mean, there's just no looking past that.
Rick, good luck out there in Michigan. I don't know what the future of freedom is there, but I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
This is a prison state.
Yeah, I heard you, man. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's sad.
At least Michigan has that really cool private police force over there in Detroit. I wonder how that's developing.
Yeah, because the official government police force has cut back hours.
Started turning off the lights.
Yep.
Not even open during regular business hours. Or they're only open during
business hours, so you can't walk in at midnight.
So many crimes happen from 9 to 5.
Right. The officers are coming to work only when it's the daylight hours. Right?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Good luck in Michigan. Jeez.
So there you go. Gary Johnson, not principled. I guess we've got the opportunity to have him back on the show. And he is a nice guy. Like, you know, a lot of politicians are very nice. They're very good at it.
He's got a good smile.
I find him likable. I mean,
good hair.
Doesn't he have a pretty good track record as far as...
He does. He voted no a lot. He did a lot of vetoes in New Mexico when he was governor. I mean, he's got that going for him. There's no doubt the guy has some things going for him. And if I have to vote, and I don't, but if I had to vote, I would probably end up voting for Gary
Johnson. If I'm picking slave drivers, I'd pick him above, you know, the other options.
I mean, the dude admits to having used marijuana, and he's not embarrassed about it. He's not trying to hide that. There's no doubt he's good on the... Yeah, he's good on the war on drugs. I mean, he's good on a lot of issues.
Okay.
He's not
good on foreign policy.
Don't tell me he's principled. That's all I'm saying. Don't tell me he's a principled guy, because he's not.
Yeah, well, he looks awfully presidential. That's one of the things I like about any candidate who's running. I just want to make sure that they're going to look right in the pictures when they're shaking the Queen's hand and doing things like that. So Gary Johnson could have my vote for just looking presidential.
And for all I know, maybe he's read some books in between the last time we talked to him, and now maybe he's discovered principle. Who knows? I don't think that's the case, but people can change.
Why didn't you think that's the case?
He's a politician.
What?
Yeah, I'm not voting at all. I'm not going to vote for him. Forget about it.
You're prejudiced. You're not very principled, Ian.
Well, I wish we could get into that, but we can't because we're out of time for tonight. We can do it again. Allie, you're going to be joining us on Friday night.
Of course.
And Derek J., you're not because you're leaving on your exile tour. You can be followed at DerekJFreeman.com.
Bye, folks.
All right. Well, you'll keep in touch, of course. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.